Chapter 5. Don't be shy about oral sex. One morning I was on my way to teach my class. I realized I was early and needed to kill some time, so I stopped at a bookstore. Whenever I go into a bookstore, I head straight for the sexuality section. I always want to see if anyone has written anything new. For me, this is research. I've spent enough time in bookstores to know that, even in the neatest establishment, the shelves that store the books on sex are always messed up. I think what happens is that people pick up books and start reading them, then look around to see if anyone sees them reading sex books and gets embarrassed. That's when they throw the books back in any old place on the bookshelves. If you're looking for a specific book on sexuality, you have to search through the entire section because everything is always out of order. On this particular day, there were only a couple of other customers in the store. I started browsing through the sex section, and this guy wandered over near me. He was a little bit on the nerdy side. I noticed that he was staring at me as I looked at the books, and I could tell he wanted to say something. I sort of ignored him, but finally he said, "Can I ask you a question?" I was about to say no, but for some reason I changed my mind and said, "Okay." Keep in mind that this guy had no idea who I am or that I teach sexuality. For all he knew, I was just some horny broad in the sex section of the bookstore. He cleared his throat and asked me a question. "Do women like oral sex?" At this point, I probably should have called the manager and said that there was some pervert harassing me, but for some reason, instead, I answered him. "Do you mean, do they like giving it or getting it?" He said, "Getting it." I made the decision to try to answer him honestly. "Some women do, and some women don't. I'm assuming that you're only planning on having oral sex with one woman at a time. So you only need to know whether that particular woman likes oral sex. However, the odds are in your favor because a lot of women like oral sex." Then I recommended a couple of books that had oral sex techniques, and I pulled them off the shelf and handed them to him. Of course, when I left the bookstore, I was thinking, why did he ask me that question? And why did he ask me that question? In answer to your question, yes, I do think he was trying to hit on me. And how pathetic is that? What did he expect me to do? Lie down, spread my legs, and holler, "Bring it on!" I'm sure he got a more detailed answer than he bargained for. Thinking about it right now, I realize I probably should have charged him for the sexual advice. However, as creepy as this guy's approach was, I think his question reflected some genuine confusion that other men share. Yes, there are many, many women who enjoy receiving oral sex quite a lot, but there are some who don't. Why don't all women like oral sex? Well, there are women who don't like it because they have somehow been convinced that their vagina smells, tastes, or looks unappealing. They have been influenced by people who think the female genitals are ugly, and that's a shame. Some women say that they just don't feel that much from oral sex. They sometimes say that when they receive oral sex, it's a ticklish and negative feeling. There are also some women who are embarrassed about oral sex because they get too much enjoyment from it. My advice to you is that there is only one woman you need to worry about, and that's the one you are with right now. The same is true about giving oral sex. Some women love to do it so much that it almost doesn't matter who the guy is. These women say it's a tremendous turn-on. They are aroused by watching and experiencing a man's reactions. They love feeling his excitement. Frequently, women say that it gives them a sense of power and an understanding of what men must feel when they make love to a woman. On the other side of the coin, there are women who won't give oral sex under any circumstances, even with somebody they totally adore. A woman with this attitude may say that she just doesn't like the idea of putting her mouth on a man's penis. She may say that she is afraid she is going to gag, or that she is afraid of the taste of semen. Some women say that oral sex reminds them of man-on-man sex in a negative way. Of course, there are also a great many women who enjoy oral sex up to the point where a man starts to ejaculate, and then they just want to remove their mouths as soon as possible, often quickly substituting a hand. Some women don't mind the taste of semen, but don't want to swallow. These women are perfectly content so long as they can spit it out or let it dribble out of their mouths. Still, others love everything about giving oral sex and swallow without thinking about it twice. Years ago, there was a great deal of stigma attached to oral sex. In fact, oral sex between consenting adults was illegal in some states, as were many other non-productive sexual practices, such as same-sex sex and anal sex. Much of that was changed by the sexual revolution in the 1960s and 1970s. Not only is oral sex now legal, it's hugely popular. We have a number of things to thank for that, including an ex-president who inadvertently gave news commentators a chance to repeat the phrase oral sex over and over again on the nightly news until it became a commonplace household expression. These days, oral sex is so far out of the closet that you can even find oral sex trainers who will come to your house and demonstrate how to give blowjobs using soup spoons and dildos, as well as various fruits and vegetables. Some of these training classes are even taught to straight women by gay men. There are also classes available for men who want to learn more about how to satisfy a woman with oral sex. Some of these have made it onto cable television. The one I happened to catch one night when I was up very late encouraged men to use luscious fruits like mangoes for practice. Becoming a vagina man. Do you think of yourself as a leg man, a breast man, or an ass man? Is there another part of the female anatomy you find particularly appealing? Here's a fact. If you want to be good at doing oral sex on a woman, you're going to have to become a vagina man and or a clit man. In order to become really good at oral sex, you have to learn to worship at the entrance of the sacred feminine city. What lesbians can teach you about oral sex. Oral sex is the most common sexual practice in woman-woman relationships. It's almost impossible to be a lesbian without enjoying oral sex. Surveys show that lesbians report more orgasms with woman-on-woman oral sex than straight women with man-on-woman oral sex. So, what is their secret? Lesbians love the vagina, and they love the clitoris. To get some lesbian oral sex techniques, rent a woman-on-woman-oriented sex video or DVD. Don't make the mistake of renting the kind of video that shows two women doing each other for the enjoyment of a male third party. Rent the kind that's intended for lesbian audiences. Watch what they do with their tongues. Training your tongue. In order for you to get as much pleasure as you can from giving oral pleasure to your partner, you need to become more aware of your tongue. The tongue is full of nerve endings that can give you, as well as your partner, a wide variety of sensual experiences. To get a sense of how many, the next time you are at the market, buy yourself a really juicy piece of fruit, like a mango, for example. When you get it home, cut yourself a triangular piece of it. Pretend for a few minutes that this piece of fruit represents your partner's genitals. Lick it and suck on it. Allow your tongue to explore the surface of the fruit. Use each side of your tongue and slowly slide the side along the fruit. Keep the tip of your tongue soft and lap at the fruit. Stiffen the tip of your tongue a little bit and move it back and forth. See what I mean about sensitivity? The same techniques you use to eat certain foods will apply to oral sex. Think about how you eat an ice cream cone by swirling your tongue around the edges. One of my students said that she wished her boyfriend would go down on her like he was lapping melted chocolate from a wrapper. I personally think a man should perform oral sex as if he was eating a peach or an orange or even a watermelon. there's a certain amount of joyous slurping involved. I like to encourage people who want to perform oral sex to get their tongue muscles into better shape. Remember the importance of your PC muscle to your sexuality? The muscles in your tongue are just as important. Here are some simple exercises to improve your skills at oral lovemaking. I know that these exercises sound kind of goofy and look weird, but they really work. The tongue push-up. Stand in front of a mirror and curl your tongue up so that the tip of the underside of the front half is up against the roof of your mouth. Repeat. When you look at your open mouth in the mirror, you will see the underside of your tongue. This can be surprisingly difficult to do at first, but it is one of the best tongue exercises I know. Tongue curls. Curl the side edges of your tongue up, and then let your tongue go flat. Repeat. I read somewhere that the ability to do this exercise is genetic, so some of you will have a harder time than others. It's okay to push your tongue out of your mouth to do this. Tongue stretches. Stick your tongue straight out of your mouth as far as it will go. Then move it back into your mouth. Repeat. Stick your tongue out of your mouth and try to touch your nose. Now try to touch your chin. Repeat. Repeat these exercises 10 to 20 times. Try to do them 3 times a week. Trust me, after you've done tongue exercises for a while, your partner won't be able to watch you eat an ice cream cone without getting turned on. An additional benefit of these exercises is that they supposedly fight wrinkles and sagging and help keep your face looking young. How to go down on her. It's probably easiest for a woman to have orgasm when she is lying on her back, so encourage her to do that. If you want her to be even more comfortable, put a pillow under her butt. Tell her to close her eyes and relax. Some women like to keep their legs fully extended, but others may bend one or both of them. Relaxation and surrender are the key ingredients of good oral sex. This is true for both partners. Before you start, take a couple of calming breaths and remind yourself not to tense up. Keep your chin, neck, tongue, and lips relaxed. Position yourself directly in front of her genitals. You don't want to end up with a stiff neck, so place your body in a way that is comfortable for you. With oral sex, remember to start slowly and gently. Don't let your lips or tongue dry out, because the absence of lubrication can be irritating to a woman's genitals. Similarly, if you have a rough new growth of beard, you might want to shave before you begin oral sex. Start by kissing her inner thighs and using your tongue to explore. Don't be afraid to lap with your tongue. Think of a cat lapping up cream from a saucer and enjoy the sensations your tongue is experiencing. For the vast majority of women, the clitoris is the most likely source of orgasm. It's like Old Faithful. Lick up both sides of the clitoris. Gently suck on it. When you're starting out, be tender and exploratory. Don't press your face into her clitoris until she is really aroused. Remember that as far as the clitoris is concerned, different women have different levels of sensitivity. Some, for example, like it when a man immediately moves the clitoris hood away and focuses directly on the clitoris itself. Others say that they hate that sensation until they are fully aroused. Still, others have told me that they are so sensitive that they never want the hood to be pulled away, because they find this level of direct stimulation more painful than exciting, no matter what their level of arousal. It's up to you to ask your partner how sensitive she is and what she likes best. Also, remember that some women are more sensitive on one side of the clitoris or vagina than the other. Ask your partner if this is true for her. Tease her PC muscle by flicking your tongue an inch in and out of her vagina. Gently insert a relaxed finger into her vagina and softly rub her G-spot or A-spot. Gently push up on her clitoris and lick underneath it. This is the U-spot, or urethral area. Some women find it exciting to have this spot gently licked, but don't get rough because the area is delicate and easily irritated. Whenever you do oral sex, try to do what feels good to you. The most important thing to remember is to show your enthusiasm. It's important for a woman to feel that her partner enjoys doing oral sex. She wants her partner to like her genitals. If you act as though you are performing a chore, she isn't going to be able to relax. Many women tense their legs as they get more aroused and closer to orgasm. Keep an eye on her responses. Is she getting more excited? If she is, it's important for a man to remember that whatever he is doing, it's working. Put your hand on her breast. Is her heart beginning to beat faster? Is her breathing telling you anything? Some men, when they realize a woman is about to orgasm, make the mistake of changing what they are doing. They may be trying to increase her pleasure, but instead, they may simply bring it to a halt. In short, if a specific motion of the tongue or mouth seems to be bringing your partner to orgasm, keep doing just that. Other positions for oral sex. Here are some variations that might appeal to you and your partner. The seated woman. Some couples like to do oral sex with the woman seated on a sofa or a chair, and the man on his knees in front of her. In a variation on this, the woman can be seated on a kitchen table or island, with the man facing her on a stool or chair. Men may find this position puts less strain on their necks. Woman on top. Some men like to do oral sex while reclining comfortably on their backs. The woman straddles the man's shoulders, facing in either direction, while resting her weight on her knees. Side by side. There are always some comfort advantages to having both partners lie on their sides. You can rest your head on her thigh, or on a small pillow leaning against her thigh, for example. The only problem is that many women find it harder to reach an orgasm in this position. You do me, and I'll do you. At one time, the concept of the so-called 69 position was considered totally titillating and erotic. And, in fact, many men still fantasize about it. In reality, however, this position can have some serious drawbacks. Many men and women complain that it is distracting and difficult to focus on either the giving or the receiving. Some of the pleasure of being the receiver of oral sex comes from the sense of not having anything to do except letting go and abandoning yourself to the sensation. This element is lost when you are also actively trying to bring your partner to orgasm. It's also true that some of the satisfaction that accompanies being the one to pleasure your partner is gone because you tend to lose concentration. If you get tired. I once heard a man complaining about giving oral sex to a woman who had a difficult time reaching orgasm. He said that she told him that the only way she could reach orgasm was if he repeatedly flicked his tongue over one specific spot on her clitoris, while simultaneously twirled her left nipple with his right hand. He swore that he did that for a full 20 minutes to no avail. By then, his neck was so stiff that he got up and got an ice pack out of the freezer. He says he used his left hand to hold the ice pack on his neck, and he went back to licking and twirling for 20 more minutes. Now, I have to tell you right now that this guy was the kind of person who couldn't resist a good story, so this anecdote may have been totally apocryphal. Nonetheless, I want you to understand that sometimes women can't reach orgasms. If you and your partner are having oral sex and you are exhausted and it has become apparent that nothing is working, it's okay to stop. Just switch to intercourse or some cuddling to transition. I want to remind you, however, that even if your partner can't quite manage an orgasm, she may still be feeling very turned on and vulnerable to you. What this means is that at these moments, it's probably not totally sensitive to immediately turn on the ball game and grab a beer. You may want to transition to intercourse, Or if you have already had an orgasm and can't immediately manage another erection, spend some time cuddling. Shaving for women. I'm a big believer in shaving, and I would encourage all women to get on the bandwagon and see for themselves how shaved pubic hair can increase sexual pleasure. I firmly believe that there is no comparison between receiving oral sex with pubic hair and without. With shaved pubic hair, the clitoris is so much more exposed and sensitive that it sometimes makes the difference between a woman who is orgasmic and one who is not. Women can shave their pubic hair using either a regular blade razor, a disposable razor, an electric razor designed for women, or a man's beard trimmer. More and more women are beginning to opt for hair removal with waxing, electrolysis, or laser. This discussion reminds me of the joke about the busy and frazzled woman who goes to the beauty parlor and says to the hairdresser, "I swear, I'm so stressed I don't know which end is up." And the hairdresser says, "Well, honey, you better decide, 'cause I'm fixin' to start shampooing." The first time a woman shaves her pubic hair, she will probably want to start by trimming some of the thicker clumps using scissors. For the shaving itself, she can either shave wet using soap or gel, or shave dry using baby powder. Somebody showed me how to do this, and although I was a little skeptical, it worked really well. Just put baby powder on the pubic mound and then dry shave it with a new disposable razor. This gives a really close shave. It obviously doesn't work on the vaginal lips. I find that a beard trimmer, they cost about $30, is best for that. A combination that I found works well is to shave the pubic mound, outer lips, and inner thighs every day in the shower with soap or gel. Every third day or so, you can use the beard trimmer to get rid of stubble on the inner and outer lips, as well as the area around the clitoris. When it comes to using the beard trimmer, stand with one leg up on the bathroom sink and gently spread your vaginal lips first to one side and then the other. It takes a little practice. At first, it's kind of like trying to shave a piece of sushi. For men, if you want to volunteer to shave your girlfriend, just be super careful of nicks. Go very slow and gentle. Remember not to put a beard trimmer into a thick clump of hair because it can get caught. Make sure you have good lighting and can see what you're doing. Have your partner show you how much pressure to use. Food and oral sex. I've always thought that watching some people eat is very sexy. I used to have a boyfriend who was the sexiest eater. He didn't do it on purpose. It was just his style of eating. He savored every bite so that you knew he paid attention to sex. People who pay attention to their food pay attention to oral sex. If you want women to find you attractive, learn to be a sexy eater. This is nothing as obvious as licking your tongue over your lips or sticking it in and out of your mouth and leering. That's gross. Also gross is watching someone who eats like a pig or shovels their food in and doesn't really pay attention to how it tastes. A man who is a sexy eater eats slowly, appreciates food that tastes great in his mouth, has great table manners, and pays attention to every bite. Having said that, you're probably expecting me to give you instructions about how to put food on you and your partner's genitals and eat it off. Surprise! That's not going to happen. While it is generally safe to put food like whipped cream on the penis, you really shouldn't put any foods into the vagina because it can disturb the delicate pH, acid and alkaline, balance of the vagina, and cause a vaginal infection. Another thing not to do is drink champagne and do oral sex with your partner while the champagne is in your mouth. Alcohol burns. Personally, I don't get the attraction of putting food on the genitals and eating it off. To me, it sounds as appetizing as eating an ice cream cone and finding pubic hairs in it. I think some of the whipped cream advocates may still be a little bit uncomfortable with oral sex and are trying to find a way to disguise what they are doing. If you want to add flavor to the oral experience, I think you're better off using a flavored lotion or gel from an adult store. They come in a zillion flavors and textures and are designed to be used on the genitals. However, even with these, some women are super sensitive. Becoming the kind of guy whose penis women want to suck. Oral sex is something men like as much as women. However, many women are hesitant about oral sex because they've had bad experiences with it. What constitutes a bad experience? Here are a couple of examples of situations that most women don't like. Manny has encouraged Susie to perform oral sex. He's having such a good time that he's put off his orgasm, and now his orgasm appears to have retreated and is moving further and further away. Manny, however, is determined to climax, no matter how long it takes Susie to make it happen. Susie has been working on it for more than 20 minutes. It has become an unpleasant chore. Her neck hurts, her mouth hurts, and her knees hurt. She is acutely uncomfortable. To compound her discomfort, Manny keeps giving her instructions of the go harder, faster, grab my balls variety. As much as Susie likes sex, what is even more important to her right now is that she is bored out of her mind. She wonders, would Manny mind if I turned on the TV? She also wonders, will this ever end? Vincent's girlfriend, Justine, is sexually inexperienced and reluctant to do certain things in bed. Performing oral sex is one of them. Nonetheless, Vincent convinces her that she will enjoy it. She wants to please him, so she agrees to give it a try. Following Vincent's instructions, she takes his penis in her mouth. Her first thought is, "This isn't too terrible. I could learn to like this." Within minutes, however, Vincent's arousal level goes through the roof. He grabs Justine by the head and pushes her mouth down while he vigorously thrusts his penis into her mouth. A couple of shudders and spasms later, he has ejaculated deep into her throat. Justine's gag reflex becomes fully operative, and she runs into the bathroom shuddering and shaking, vowing, "Never again." I share these stories with you so that you will realize that many women are hesitant to perform oral sex because they have had bad experiences. In fact, like Justine, some women have one bad experience and never want to do it again. They become gun-shy and think things like, "Don't point that thing at me. It might go off." Making oral sex more appealing to her. Here are some thoughts to help make you the lucky recipient of frequent blowjobs. Discuss some of the issues of oral sex before anyone starts doing anything. You could say something like, "Hey, I want you to be comfortable with this, so I'm going to tell you before I start to have an orgasm. That way, I won't take you by surprise." You may be with a woman who wants to get her mouth out of the way before you come. You may be with a woman who prefers to spit out the semen. Or you may be with a woman who wants to swallow. You will find out soon enough. After you've had sex with this woman a few times, this is something you can discuss in greater depth. Make sure your penis and the entire genital area have been recently washed. The whole package should look appetizing and clean. Many women really appreciate an attractive shave job with smooth testicles and no stray hairs. Loose pubic hairs can really cause you to gag. Don't use deodorant-type products or powders in the area because they taste terrible. Don't pull her hair or grab her ears. Don't ask her to involve herself in any peculiar contortions so that you can grab or pinch body parts. Don't push her head in a rough way. That means not pushing it down or up and down. Don't do anything that makes her feel confined or pinned down by your genitals in any way. She should always be able to remove her mouth quickly if she chooses. Encourage her to hold on to the base of your penis to keep it from going in too far and stimulating her gag reflex. If she doesn't immediately understand the concept, hold it yourself. Give her some feedback about your arousal levels on the 1 to 10 scale described in Chapter 2 so she can gauge how close you are to coming. Try to keep your penis still so as not to cause her to feel overpowered. If you feel that you must thrust, keep your movement gentle. Remember that this is something that she is doing, so try not to give her too many instructions. Tell her what you like, but give her the chance to find her own creativity about where and how to kiss, suck, or lick. Be predictable. This is very important. She's most likely to enjoy doing oral sex if she knows your arousal pattern. Allow yourself to ejaculate quickly and easily if you can. If you know you have a tough time ejaculating during oral sex, don't make your partner work so hard that her neck and shoulders ache. Use oral sex as foreplay and move on to intercourse while she is still enthusiastic. Encourage your partner to start doing oral sex on you before you have an erection. Many women say it's a turn-on to feel a man get hard in their mouths. Pique her curiosity. Women are interested in what happens when you ejaculate. They like to feel your PC muscle spasm. Have tissues or a towel handy so one of you can wipe up the semen. When you reach the point of inevitability, tell her you're going to come so she can make her own decision about where or where not to put her mouth. Be enthusiastic about what she is doing. Articulate your pleasure. Tell her which movements really work. After it's over, show her that you appreciate her effort. Tell her what really excited you and what you enjoyed most. Be loving and affectionate. Very important. Don't recoil from kissing her because she has just had semen in her mouth. Telling women what you like. One of the ways a man becomes a better lover is by letting his partner know what he likes. This is particularly true of oral sex. Men, let your partner know that you find oral sex exciting in general, and that the idea of her mouth going down on you is even more exciting. Remember that your partner's attitude towards sex is always going to be more personal and less generalized than yours. She wants to know that you want her mouth on your penis, not just a mouth on your penis. Tell her that you like it when she starts slowly. Tell her that you like it when she licks your balls. Suggest that she gently suck on your testicles, one at a time, and ask her to lick the area right behind the testicles. Show her how she can hold, not grab, your penis at the base with one hand. Tell her to slowly suck the head in and out of her mouth, and then move down the shaft, sucking a quarter or a half inch more each time. When you feel your arousal rising, gently suggest that she start speeding up the motion. Tell her how you want her to alternate sucking and licking around the sides of the penis, like an ice cream cone. Tell her to hold your balls as your arousal increases, so that she can feel the first PC muscle spasm that will signal that you are about to come. If you want her to lightly squeeze your balls, make sure you let her know. There are several popular positions for oral sex on a man. A woman can kneel next to him or between his legs. The man can sit on a chair, and the woman can kneel between his legs. The man leans against a wall with the woman on her knees or on a chair in front of him. Another favorite of many men is for the woman to lie on her side with her male partner kneeling upright next to her. In this way, she can lick the underside of his penis and suck on it from underneath. The man's view of this is incredible, sort of like having his own porno movie.